Welcome to season two of the Pursuit of Living Well podcast. This season, we are starting with a bang. What do you need to change in order to heal, to live with intention, to move the needle forward in regards to life with meaning? What would you do if you knew that all you needed was already inside you to pursue that life that you've always wanted? What changes would you make to your current life if you knew that everything was really going to be okay? Put your headphones on and take it all in as my guests are bringing value to your day so that you can be in a better frame of mind to go do that thing to which you were called. What if there was a way to access the subconscious and shut off that racing mind? What if that sleep that you were getting at night actually allowed you to recover and wake up more live and alert the next day? The soundbar is a meditation room that uses frequency-minded music to help you relax and reset. It uses different frequencies to target nerve receptors in the body and may help with anxiety, stress, depression, lack of sleep, chronic pain, and more. The soundbar is located right here in Moorhead City at 4426 Arundel Street, Suite A, in Pelletier Harbor Shops. Well, I don't know who needs to hear this, but maybe it's just me. I woke up around midnight and haven't been able to go back to sleep and felt like I needed to come and just share my thoughts and share from the heart. So here we go. Most of you know, if you know my story, that I dealt with chronic pain for 20 plus years. And there were a slew of tools and things that I began to use and began to implement, began to learn about even more over the last 13 years, even more specifically, the last probably 4 years. And when you get to a place of healing and no longer needing the medications that the doctors had put you on and not feeling the pain that you once felt, sometimes you forget at how bad it really was. Did I really forget? No, but it's kind of like labor. For those of you that are moms and that have had children, when you are going into labor, you swear you will never be pregnant again. You swear that, you know, the pain is so bad that you just can't go through it again. And then once that little baby is there and the fruit of your labor is visible and in your arms, you understand that it was all worth it. And so being healthy and whole and pain-free for the most part for the last few years, I got caught up in the euphoria of it all. And then February 1st of this year, 2022, I was hit with the thing. I'm not even going to say it. And it took me out. It took me down for 2 weeks. And I thought, oh, I'll bounce back from this. What I began to understand is that what I'm dealing with is not really the thing. I honestly believe that it triggered some of the things that weren't completely healed in my body. Now, this is my opinion only. Okay. If you have had an invisible illness, let's just call it that, an invisible illness, the doctors can't really put their finger on it. Why you stay tired all the time, why your energy just can't be that of your, you know, closest friends, why you seem to be in pain in your body in different areas. A lot of times we chalk it up to age. But then I come across people that are not what I would consider old. And they're dealing with some of the same things that I dealt with back in the day. My invisible illness, quote unquote, started early. And I had to remind myself that it actually started when I was in college. Yeah, my migraine started when I was a little child, and I believe that comes from trauma. But some of the other things that have happened to me since college, I honestly believe stemmed from a bout of EBV, Epstein-Barr virus. And there are several things that, you know, you can do to feel better and to get over it. But what I'm learning is that sometimes it settles in different places of the body and attacks different areas of the body, because I feel like there are several different strains out there, some of which the medical community doesn't even know about yet. I've researched a lot of this, and I always go back to a book that I picked up about 2 years ago, written by the medical medium. And I honestly believe that a lot of the information that he's given, God has just like downloaded to him, because hundreds of thousands of people have healed using some of his protocols. But I want to get back to, I just want to get back to saying that your invisible illness is real. I'm not going to say that there's a reason behind it, because sometimes I think when we say there's a reason for everything, that's just kind of like, I don't know. I have issues with that. Sometimes viruses come and they go, and we don't know why. And I think our body was created in such a way that it can heal itself. I know this for a fact. If you know my story, you know that I was on like 13 different medications, all to treat quote unquote symptoms of things that I was dealing with, and crazy stuff that would come out and not make any sense at all. Well, February 1st was a month ago, right? Here we are on the 28th of February, and I'm still dealing with not feeling quite right. I'm still dealing with a lack of energy. My sinuses come and go. The cough comes and goes. And the tiredness, the fatigue is real. The pain has started in my muscles again. And if you follow me on Instagram, you probably saw in my stories that I know what to do, right? And that is true. Get back to what we know to do to feel better. One of the hardest things with invisible illnesses is that when you are in pain, it is hard to move, and it's really difficult to put one foot in front of the other when it causes a residual pain. So it's almost like a vicious cycle. And I'm here to just give you hope that I've been there. I'm there right now, and I'm having to go back through the process of putting one foot in front of the other, taking one moment at a time, one step at a time, knowing that what I did before worked and it will work again. This time I'm going to be incorporating the protocols in the book Cleanse to Heal, by the medical medium. And like the last 3 or 4 days, I've been going through a detox cleanse using lemon water, celery juice, a detox smoothie. And honestly, I have not had any bloating at all. I have felt, my body has felt a lot lighter. My digestion is good, and that's just in three days. But it's a protocol, and I know that I need to stick with it, and I know that I need to incorporate some of the other things, specifically focusing on getting my vibration and my frequency and my body at its highest level possible. One of the tools that I use, and you've heard me talk about it, is using the frequency-minded music. It's using the sound bar that I have at my shop. It's using the music at home after my workouts. Sometimes I'll use the music during my workout. I don't know how it works. I just know that it does work. And I know that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are made up of energy. We are made up of frequency. And when you can have your body resonating at a higher frequency, then illness cannot survive. And so somehow I've felt it over the last 3 months because I have been getting ill. My frequency hasn't been where it needed to be. There's such a thing as fake it till you make it. And I knew that something wasn't quite right. I couldn't put my finger on it. But I have been very intentional since January on my health, on my energy, on the words that I speak over myself, on my thoughts, on my connections with other people, and overall, just super intentional about my life. And I've really realized that never should change. That should always be a priority. It should always be a priority that you are putting yourself first, because when you do, then you can pour into others. I will be talking a lot about intentional living. I will be talking a lot about this whole pursuit of living well and living good and living great. And part of that is being okay with where I'm at right now. Because you know what? I think a lot of let's live our best life and let's do all we can to be better. But you know what? You are perfect the way you are right now in this very moment. The way that God created you is perfect. I am always learning from where I am in that moment. I'm always learning something about myself, something about this world, and most importantly, how God loves me. And I want to give you hope, and I want to give you encouragement, and I want you to know that I know what it feels like when you feel like you could be doing better, when you feel like you could be doing more, when you feel like you want to do more, that there is more. You know what? There always is. There will always be more. There will always be better. But you're great right now in your essence. You are great right now in who God created you to be. You are great right now as you are. I don't know how else to say it. But I felt like I needed to get that message across. And I felt like that when we strive so hard to do better, to be better, to even feel better, that can just take its toll. And it can take a toll on the first place that it shows is in our physical being. And I want to remind you to read Psalm 139, where it talks about that you were created in your mother's womb and you were known before your days began. Just go back and read it. That's all I'm going to say about that. And let that chapter speak to you in such a way that is meant for you. I think that if I were to give any encouragement at all today, it's just to take time for yourself to reassess where you're at and to know that if you are someone that is dealing with chronic pain somewhere, it could be inflammation in your joints, it could be headaches, it could be muscle pain. I don't know. It could be with your digestion, your gut health. If you're someone that is dealing with pain and you don't have answers, or maybe you've been given a diagnosis and you've been put on, you know, some medications or protocols or anything like that, be gentle with yourself. The biggest thing I can say is move your body, even if it's just stretching, going for a walk. Maybe it's hardcore lifting or doing a HIIT workout or a little bit of cardio here and there. Whatever the exercise is that you enjoy, that is the one that's going to work for you. Move your body. Move your body. Move your body. Be mindful about what you're putting in your mouth to eat, to fuel your body. Know that your plate should be full of color. And I know for some of you, this is very simple information, but I think the majority needs to hear and needs to be reminded that simple is where it's at. It doesn't have to be hard, doesn't have to be difficult. Keep it simple. The third thing is your mindset. And I know I've talked about this so many times on this podcast about your movement, about your meals, and about your mindset. But it needs to be talked about every single day. You've got to feed your mind with things that are worthy, things that are praiseworthy, things that are kind, loving, gentle, uplifting, encouraging, all of those things. And it is a constant battlefield of the mind. I feel like right now there is a battle going on for our mind. And I feel that if you think that you're depressed and you feel like you're down and just fighting this constant battle of wanting to pull yourself out of that, that's a very real thing. Be gentle with yourself. It's real. Okay? And it's not as easy as smile, fake it till you make it. It's not. I've been there. I still have down days. Someone asked me yesterday, as a matter of fact, what is my energy like? You can tell me, you can be honest. And I wanted to grab her and just hold her. And just to tell her that, you know what, be you. Be you. Don't try to be anybody else. If you feel like your energy is off or it's not really where you want it to be, focus on that. Focus on what you want to do to bring yourself to a higher vibration. Bring yourself to a place where you feel that fullness of love. You feel that frequency of love rushing through your body, because in that place of love and unconditional love for yourself, and I've said this before, remember, it opens the door to more joy in your life and more peace. You're not alone. You're more than enough. You are worthy of all of the good things coming your way. God created you for such a time as this. Your purpose is to know love and to be loved. And I'm just going to leave you with that. I hope you all have an amazing day. Know that you're not alone. I remember, I'm going through it again right now. I'm with you. Reach out to me if you'd like to talk about some of the things that you're dealing with. If you have questions, you can follow me on Instagram at Karen Parker Living Well, on Facebook, Karen Parker Living Well. Remember that Karen is spelled with a C, C-A-R-O-N. And I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to this latest episode of the Pursuit of Living Well podcast. If you'd like to sponsor the podcast, please follow the Spotify link at the bottom of this episode. Also, for those of you that are on Apple Podcast, I would be forever honored and grateful for your 5-star review. Be sure to share with your friends and family, and I look forward to seeing you next time.